KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition on this Thanksgiving weekend. With Sabrina Kumar and Jorge Rodriguez, I'm Cassidy Lopez.
Today on our show, we will look at the Aerospace Academy and the Planetarium here at Fresno State.
We will also discuss what it's like to be a veteran attending Fresno State and what types of jobs students work on and off campus.
And students who don't go home for the holidays. Being a college student can be quite expensive, so most college students get a job to help pay for all their finances. Fernanda Martinez discusses the pros and cons of college students working on or off campus.
Being a college student is difficult as it is, especially when also being a part-time worker. But what is the difference when it comes to working part-time at school versus an outside organization? Today, we will look at two Fresno State students who have an inside view on this subject.
Hello, my name is Brenton Ramirez Vargas. I am a mentor for Upward Bound. So one of the perks of working at an institution is you have flexible hours, and it's really great when you are enrolled as a student full-time because, you know, it reduces the stress levels. And you do get holidays off, which is also a perk because you get to spend time with your family. It's also a great way to build your connections. You meet new people and you develop new resources here in school. And so it's more of a network. So it's not about what you know, but it's about who you know. So if you meet these new people and these connections, it's a really great way to find your career path.
Elijah Sorrell, lead financial coach at Fresno State's Money Management Center, agrees with the idea when it comes to being able to network while working part-time at Fresno State.
One thing I do like about working at Fresno State is not only am I working with students, but I'm also able to work with faculty that know other alumni or any of their friends that may have different businesses or corporations that are looking to hire Fresno State students. So I'm able to kind of be able to network with them in that aspect where they can even broaden my horizons even more. So there's more exposure to different positions that I might not know about, and I can look into those. And then also just having holidays off, of course. If you're working full-time, just be careful that you're not getting too excited from the money that you're making, because I know I was working full-time when I was 18 until 23. And I liked the checks I was having coming in. So I was like, you know, I'm making this money. I could sacrifice my grades a little bit. But in that sense, you're kind of neglecting the whole purpose as to why you're at Fresno State, which is to, you know, get the education so that you can have more money coming in later. In my sense, it was like I was able to see what it's like to work full time, see the money I have coming in. But I'm also able to kind of make the wise decision to wait on that, get my school done first, and then I can go make as much money as I need to.
Bryce Hill discusses the struggle he faces while working part-time outside of Fresno State.
Working holiday seasons is a very difficult time of the year for me. As a barista working at Starbucks near Herndon, usually around these holiday seasons, customers really get unruly and they really demand their coffee, especially in the early morning hours. So because of that, I had to schedule my classes very late. I mean, I have to be back up at around 6 a.m. because I got to get that early morning shift. Honestly, work sucks.
First, just working anywhere between 15 to 25 hours, just to make sure that you are getting your studies done. But I understand that sometimes that's not enough money. But if that is something that you are doing, like Fresno State is a perfect place to do it because there's different jobs on campus where you can get paid, do work, also be able to interact with students. And you're also able to take care of your schoolwork where it's not a demanding job where you're all stressed out. Or having to take work home with you. And you're not going to have random times where people get called into work. So, like, if somebody calls off and they're going to call you in for a shift on a day off, like, you're not going to have that happen often. But I would definitely say if you're focused on school, like, getting an on-campus job would be ideal just for the fact that you're supported not only in making your money, but also making sure that your grades are good so that you can get to the next step of making money. Because that's ultimately why we're all here, is we try to make more money in the future in our careers. So it helps just to have people that, you know, have been there and they're in a different position now where they're actually employed by the university. So they're looking to empower students in that aspect.
Fernando Martinez, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
You're listening to 90.7 KFSR. Most people don't realize that there is a planetarium on Fresno State's campus. It's run by the university's physics department, and it's one of 41 planetariums in the state. On April 8th, 2000, was the grand opening of the Downing Planetarium. It features a 30-foot dome with 74 show seats.
Whenever we get new customers here or new attendees to our public shows, they're always like, I didn't even know it was here and stuff like that. And I'm like, it's been here for almost 19 years now. Kids are always asking questions and sometimes we don't know how to answer them. So there's still a lot out there to learn, not only on our planet, but on others as well.
Haley Bishop's art student at Fresno State.
Always loved space. Like, it's been constant passion of mine. And I'm not an astronomy student or anything. I just happened to stumble across the planetarium. I used to come here when I was little, and I really wanted to help out with it.
I came to Fresno State in 1994 as an assistant professor, and my background is in experimental physics at low temperatures. I studied magnets at almost absolute zero.
Dr. Steve White is the host at the Downing Planetarium shows and also teaches astronomy courses at Fresno State.
And during my very first semester, I got several calls from teachers asking me, could I come out to their school, maybe bring a telescope, bring a slide projector, talk about astronomy, and so I did. And before long, actually, we had the idea that maybe we would build a planetarium on campus. The original idea was that it would be very small. Well, we found some equipment, and we made arrangements to buy it, and Roger Key and I went out to Kansas and took all this equipment apart. We got a 20-foot dome and a very old spit star projector. It was more than years old. And we brought it all back here because we were worried about it. And then we were very, very fortunate to get a large donation that allowed us to build a planetarium building, a standalone planetarium from the Downing family, from Dr. Harold Downing, Tom, his son, and Cynthia. And since that time, well, we've been open for 18 years now. We've had thousands and thousands of shows.
Besides the public or private shows at the Downing Planetarium, it also features before and during their Friday night shows a 13-inch Newtonian telescope for anyone to look through for free. The first type of this telescope was first invented by Sir Isaac Newton around 1668. I saw how they rolled this heavy, enormous red telescope carefully outside. There is a parabolic reflector at the bottom of this telescope, which helps either gather or reflect light, so that way one can see the planets or stars that they want to look up into in the sky. Without that mirror, the light would come through the lens, and everything would be fuzzy.
And so these kinds of telescopes are good for looking at faint things. When you're in town, though, there's so much scattered light in the sky, it's hard to see things that are very, very faint. Mostly what we do is concentrate on looking at things like the moon and the planets.
I adore Saturn. Like, we get to see her almost every public show that we have the telescopes out. So far away, but we can still see the details of her rings and stuff. And just to see something that's so beautiful in Hubble photographs with your own eyes through a telescope is really, really cool.
The Downing Planetarium is another alternative destination to go and check out. It's a fun experience to go and enjoy, and you learn something at the same time. It's cool that we have a planetarium here in Fresno. Sabrina Kumar with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
With November being Veterans Month, we thought we would honor the 300 veterans who attend Fresno State. I asked several veterans about their experience as veteran students here at Fresno State and what it means for them to be a veteran.
Fresno State is home to over 300 veteran students.
My name is Andrew Wood. My major here at Fresno State is criminology with a minor in sociology, and the branch that I served in was the United States Marine Corps. For me, being a veteran, it really gives you a different perspective on life, on various things, aspects of life. You know, going to school is different because you are a little bit more focused. You know, going about your daily life is different because, again, it just brings a focus, it brings a discipline, it brings a perspective that maybe you don't have if you don't have military experience. And then sometimes it can actually be really stressful because sometimes you feel like you get behind and you're just like, oh man, I spent this time in the military and I didn't spend it doing the things that everybody else is doing. So now when you get back, you feel like you're behind the curve. You're just like, man, all the people you graduated high school with have their bachelor's degree already, or have their master's degree, they're married, they have kids, and you just don't have any of that. So sometimes it can make you feel behind the curve a little bit. What it's like to be a veteran at Fresno State is that it's almost like you're a normal student. They really try to just kind of make that transition smooth. They have the Veterans Service Office, they have the Veterans Education Program, they have TRIO, Student Support Services Veterans, just these programs that really just help you just, you know, be a student, you know, and just kind of make that transition, you know, just keep things calm, cool, collected, cordial, just, you know, but still with the college experience that maybe that you missed by going into the military before going to school.
My name is Stephanie Rivas. I served in the Army as a medic, and currently I'm at Fresno State as a biology major. For me, being a veteran is being somebody who served in the military, who has deployed. Being a veteran student here at Fresno State, I definitely feel like I'm using it as an advantage just because the presence of veterans here is so well-known and dominant, whereas the community college I transferred from, the presence there wasn't as strong, and so I didn't really associate myself with other fellow veterans. But when I came here, a lot of them reached out to me, contacted me, asked me if I had any questions, and they understood the transition, how it was a little rough or can be bumpy going from civilian, or excuse me, from military to civilian. And so I really appreciated that because they were able to relate with me because they've been in similar situations. So for me, I don't feel disadvantaged at all being a veteran here at Fresno State. If anything, I feel like it's an advantage. I have priority registration. I'm able to take advantage of my educational benefits. And there's a lot of social events. And then one huge thing, too, that I really appreciate is the age. You know, going back into school with such a large age gap, I'm not 18 or 19 years old like most students that come into college. I have more of an age gap and different experiences, and I'm at a different place right now in my life compared to them. But meeting other veterans here, they're all, you know, early 30s, late 20s, just like I am, and I'm able to connect with them. And at the same time, too, they have similar majors to me or similar career goals.
My name is Eric Shockley. My major is Business Administration, Computer Information Systems, and my branch of service is currently in the Army National Guard. I think what it means to be a veteran is you were willing to make that decision, that sacrifice, and that commitment to your country. You were willing to make that step when so many people in our country can't or won't. At Fresno State, being a veteran is building that community and also being a good representative of veterans as a whole, because there's a lot of, you know, young people here and they might have not met many veterans. And to make a good impression and to be a good ambassador for the veteran community, I think is really important.
My name is Anna Rivera. My major is business management, and I was in the U.S. Army for 5 years. For me, what it means to be a veteran, what it's like, it's being part of something bigger than myself, greater than myself, doing something for someone else that can't and isn't able to, being able to defend our country. I mean, that was always, I'm very proud to be an American and to be able to defend that or have that chance too. That's what being a veteran for me, that's what it means. So just honor, pride. Here at Fresno State, it's definitely a veteran-friendly school. You right away can tell that they appreciate the veterans here, and they go out of their way to make sure that we have the things that we need to overcome the obstacles that we do face on a day-to-day basis or even throughout the semester, because we are a different group. We are a little bit older. A lot of us have families, and I believe that they take the necessary steps to acknowledge those obstacles that we face and try to help us along the way to push us forward to ultimately reach this goal of graduation here.
If you're a veteran student and need more information on the programs and our benefits available to veterans, please visit the Veteran Student Services office located in the McLean Hall Annex.
This is Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. These days, many young people go home and spend a great amount of time glued to their mobile devices. But NASA gave Fresno State's Youth Technology Institute a grant to start an aerospace academy for kids. Monash Schlotterbeck explores the interesting world they've been able to create for the local kids about the exciting field of STEM.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
That's the sound of one of the greatest achievements in human space exploration. Apollo 11, being the first manned mission to land on the moon on July 20, 1969 by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. But what about the people on Earth? The brilliant scientists that helped to plan and execute that mission into reality were collectively just as responsible. Flash forward to present day. NASA is still finding new ways to innovate and reach young minds to create the next great human achievement.
The Aerospace Academy grew out of a 10-year relationship we've had with NASA Ames Research Center over in Mountain View.
Dr. Steve Price is the Director of Community-Based Learning at the Kremen School at Fresno State. He discusses how the Technology Institute came into fruition.
We ran a pre-service teacher institute there in the summers starting in 2004. And we took undergraduates from Fresno State and other state universities over for a 1 week and at times 2 weeks residential program. And then we learned more about NASA funding and we really got interested in doing exciting STEM things ourselves.
Casey Vang is the program coordinator for community-based learning and the PI for the Aerospace Academy at Fresno State. She explains how undergraduate students take part in the program.
The undergrad students consist of students who are pre-service teachers, so they're in on track to becoming a teacher, and we also pair them up with a STEM major, engineers or biologists, biology majors or chemistry majors. And their role is basically an instructor in the after-school program.
Fresno State is one of 9 institutions nationwide that was offered a prestigious grant from NASA.
First qualification is you have to be a minority-serving institution. That makes us eligible. And then secondly, it was based on I believe it was based heavily on our experience with the Pre-Service Teacher Institute over the past 8 or 10 years. That really helped us. It's a competitive process.
Through this grant, it allows undergraduate students who have plans to become future teachers to gain experience in teaching STEM and providing an outlet for young kids interested in technology.
University of Texas El Paso, Texas State, and Fresno State are the only existing ones west of the Mississippi.
Dr. Price explains that although Fresno State has been issued another grant from NASA, eventually that will end. However, that won't stop the program.
We become sustainable. So when funding from NASA ends, we will still be here. So you'll hear of us for a long time to come because we operate with partnering school districts, the County Office of Education, the California Teaching Fellows Foundation. And so we are generating our own work now and our own source of income that would cover the cost of our undergraduate instructors to do this work. Mm-hmm. I think the most interesting thing or what we really try to do here is give them an innovative experience or an experience in technology that they might not otherwise get in their teacher preparation here.
One of the exciting parts of the Aerospace Academy is the level of detail that goes into making their summer program for kids as immersive as possible. Dr. Price discusses the Space Lab and how it is actually modeled after the International Space Station.
We construct out a PVC pipe. And we set up a module for physiology, a module for research. The students rotate from one wing to another and have a lot of, they have to fix things for survival on the space station.
Aerospace Academy offers many NASA-themed curriculums for kids to be exposed to various fields and technology that they may not have gotten to experience. Chem for kids, coding, underwater robotics, and drones are just some of the courses offered through the Aerospace Academy.
We just give them a lot of problem solving to do, where they have to do critical thinking and work in teams. And one of any throughout our entire program, team building and teamwork is just an underlying assumption. That space camp is probably the most innovative thing we do.
We do family nights out at all the schools. That way the parents are educated, because when you have parent buy-in, you kind of have the two. It's stronger for the student, right?
Casey Vang discusses the family component involved in the program to further instill kids with the necessary motivation to have an interest in STEM.
We make it kind of fun so that the parents and the students are both in it together. And we all know when parents are involved, they're more successful in education.
We have these 24 flight simulators, and one of our programs is Ground School for Future Pilots. And so the kids come in, and in this class, they can learn on a simulator we set up in a technology lab. They're able to take off and land at the Fresno Airport. It's all queued into Google Earth, and so when they look at the screen, the monitors, they're looking at what you would see if you were taking off from the Fresno airport.
Dr. Price emphasizes that living in the Central Valley, technology jobs are just as lucrative in enhancing and enriching agriculture here in the valley.
We want kids to know about careers. Mm-hmm. For instance, drone piloting, especially in agriculture, is going to be, it's already a high demand occupation in agriculture to go out and spray crops with drones. We want kids to know about those opportunities.
Diving in Space is another program that actually involves high school students.
We run a STEM institute in the summers that connects scuba diving with underwater robotics with team building. And basically kids come in an hour and a half a day, they're actually learning intro scuba.
Once they are certified, the next course is dealing with underwater robotics. And all of this is done in teams to continue that component of working together to achieve a goal.
They learn to build and program a robot that works underwater. And then we have competition for that too, where the robot has to do some tasks underwater.
Casey and Dr. Price both expressed the importance of this program, not only for the kids, but for the undergraduate students training to be future teachers.
As I'm learning more and more about what effect this program or the impact it has on just future teachers and students, it's making me realize that, you know, with the future that we're going towards, like how the future is going to look in, I don't know, say 20 years from now, I think it's more and more needed that we educate our young people so that they can help in the future.
I just see a lot of the kids, the majority of kids we work with, are from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. And I just think if we can get them excited about some of the things that we're showing them, it might be the spark that helps them break this poverty cycle and see, wow, I could be a scientist or just a drone pilot, and it'll make a lifelong difference in their lives. So I think making a difference in both the lives of kids and future teachers is what we're all about here.
The Aerospace Academy program shows kids that learning about STEM at an early age can shape and change a child's life for the better.
We want to make an impact in teacher education, and we want the people we work with who come through on their way to getting a credential to go out as stars in technology and STEM.
This is Monet Schlauterbeck with Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
You're listening to 90.7 KFSR. It's the holiday season, and it's a time of year when many people are traveling back home to see their loved ones. Chandler Marquez talked with Fresno State students about what they have planned for the holidays.
Like anything else, everyone has different experiences when it comes to traveling back home for the holidays. And some don't even go back home at all.
Yes, it is really busy because it's a peak holiday season, and everyone from all around the world, like everyone are trying to get to their families and stuff, so it's really busy. And flights are always really packed, and just because of the demand for these flights, like the prices also go up.
Arvinda Vignesh is an international student from Qatar, which is in Western Asia. He's looking forward to going home.
Yes, it is hard when you're the flight prices are pretty expensive at the time, but and also the duration of the flight is really long, so. Yeah, that's the one thing, hard part about it, but otherwise it's not any difficulty there. I normally fly from here to LA, and then from LA to Qatar.
And for Vignesh, it's a long journey home.
Almost around like 21 to 24 hours, almost a day.
Vignesh does celebrate Christmas, but his family also follows holiday traditions and celebrates the Diwali.
Festival of Lights, basically it's we celebrate the homecoming of the Hindu god Rama, and he's coming back, so it's always like a big festival, and we burst firecrackers, give sweets to each other, and go to our neighbor's house, like share stuff with our loved ones and family members and everything. So yeah, that's one of my favorite holidays.
I don't really have a reason to go back, so yeah.
Carlin Pereira calls Sri Lanka home. He also lived in many other countries around the world, including Italy and Canada.
First time I've actually been like far away from my parents for like this long.
Okay.
Other than that, I've gone like little trips here and there for at least a couple of weeks, but not for this long.
Although Pereira is still adjusting to the change, he has been at Fresno State for a year now, and his fraternity, Sigma Nu, has become his family.
Last year for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I went to my big bro's house, Uriel's. I went to Uriel's, yeah. Got a whole touch of a Mexican Thanksgiving and Christmas. Kind of different. It was nice to see all of that. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Although not back at home, it was a new experience that he enjoyed.
Cultural-wise, I feel like it was I felt kind of at home. It was really nice. The food and all that, everything, the way everything was served is very different. That was one thing I really noticed. But other than that, yeah, it was pretty cool.
So what does Prayer have planned for this Christmas, you might ask?
Friend, I have a couple of friends in SF and some in New York. So for Christmas, that kind of is the move. So I might try to plan something out with them if they're not busy. But yeah, we've been talking about it. So it's either they come over here to SF or we're going to go down there to New York.
Business major Jackie Barron is from Fresno, and she will spend the holidays with her family.
Usually we're in town. I have two brothers, so they come back into, my one brother lives away, so he'll come back into town, and then we just meet up as a big family and do usually dinners, and then Christmas Eve is always like a big breakfast. Yeah, I think it's a good like opportunity to catch back up with like especially my siblings and then hang out with them and do things that we normally wouldn't because we're all so busy with school, so it's a good moment to like take away from work and school to hang out and like do fun things.
Barron says it's hard to imagine what it would be like if she couldn't spend the holidays with her family.
I think it would like take away from what is like what's the purpose of a holiday. I think whenever you think of Christmas or Thanksgiving, you kind of need your family around. I don't know, just probably surrounding yourself with really good friends, and now you can FaceTime family, so maybe just doing that.
Vignesh says that going home really helps him get through the rest of the year back here in Fresno without his family.
It helps me out a lot. It helped me out with my homesickness and everything. And it's always good to see your family and have like some good home-cooked meals. And also get back to your culture, traditions, and everything.
Fresno State is a diverse campus and with many people from many different walks of life, all who have different ways of celebrating the holidays. Whatever your plans are, may you enjoy them and happy holidays. Chandler Marquez, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
And that wraps up our show for the week. Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faye Sidlow for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism.
Our stories and interviews are produced and edited by Jorge Rodriguez, Fernando Martinez, Monet Schlauterbeck, Chandler Marquez, and me, Sabrina Kumar.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Cassidy Lopez.
I'm Jorge Rodriguez. Have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.